While Illinois is struggling with a teacher shortage, some potential teachers are finding barriers to getting a license. And our education reporter Dusty Rhodes introduces us to one of those aspiring teachers.
It's Tuesday morning at East Moline Middle School, and Kelly McConaughey checks in with a special education student who seems even more reluctant than usual to go to class.
You don't want to be here.
He doesn't say anything inappropriate, but to protect his privacy, I'm going to bleep his voice.
There's not that much school left. You know?
He says 28 days.
Okay, so you know exactly. This is approaching the end of your eighth grade school career.
Having acknowledged his feelings, she's now nudging him toward a more positive attitude.
Can we just enjoy the time we had? It's not that bad, is it? I mean, summer's coming. At least it's not snowing anymore. Okay, so take some energizing breaths and...
You heard that right. He just took a really deep breath.
All right, have a nice day.
She's worked with this student for several years, but some of her kids are harder to reach.
They might be laying on the floor in the hall, refusing or cussing or punching things.
She's been cussed out, called names, threatened, and hit. And over the 11 years she's been on this job, she's had to break up a few fights. But McConaughey isn't a teacher. Her job title is paraprofessional. It's the position that used to be called teacher's aide, and duties typically included copying worksheets. Not anymore.
No, that would be a wasted opportunity to have another human being work with our children. So everybody makes their own copies these days.
That's McConaughey's boss, Kristen Humphreys. He's superintendent of East Moline Schools, where about 45 paraprofessionals are employed.
There's a continuum of services that our paraprofessionals offer in East Moline Schools and probably across most school districts. We have paraprofessionals that work with kids that are struggling readers, all the way to the paraprofessionals that work with emotionally disturbed children.
McConaughey works at the latter end of that spectrum, with students whose behaviors are too disruptive for a traditional classroom. It's a job she stumbled into with zero training.
What happened was my daughter was in elementary school, and I ended up picking her up from school at 5 at night, and then the winter is dark, and I was like, I can't do this.
At the time, McConaughey was working at a lab, filing insurance papers, but she had 60 hours of college credits.
In art, but hey, they took it, so.
So in Illinois, that's one of three ways to qualify to be a paraprofessional.
So I applied, and I was hired. Well, I ended up being good at it.
McConaughey knew she'd found her calling.
You are helping them with social skills and how to get along and how to behave. I mean, the reason that they're having problems is because they're trying to process the world. And that's hard for everyone, but especially for sensitive people.
After 7 years, she realized she wanted to move up from assisting teachers to being a teacher herself. One motive was money. Parapros in Illinois make as little as $8.25 an hour. The average wage is $14 per hour, even for parapros with years of experience. McConaughey, a single mom, celebrated achieving an annual income of $20,000 for the very first time in 2018. However, money was not her only motive.
I want to be a teacher because I'm a leader. I have ideas and gifts and insights and instincts, and it's hard to be a paraprofessional when you're a leader. The teachers here are great. They do use my ideas.
But you're kind of stuck being a nurse and you want to be a doctor.
That's, yes.
While working full-time, she enrolled in online courses through Western Governors University, majoring in special ed and primary education. And everything was going fine until she had to take Illinois' so-called basic skills test, required before student teaching. It's a 5-hour standardized test that covers reading, writing, language arts, and math. McConaughey knew math would be the most difficult section. She just didn't know it was going to include 60 story problems.
There's several parts to each question, so even if you happen to read it right and then decode the question to, you know, perform the function, it's a lot. And then let's say you accidentally don't catch that it's a negative number. There's just a lot that can go wrong, to me, personally.
She's not alone. Only 31% of college students pass the math portion of this test on the first try. Undaunted, she hired a tutor who worked with her more than an hour a day, 7 days a week, for 3 months. McConaughey then took the math portion of the test again and improved her score by 40 points. Better, but not good enough. She continued working with the tutor for another 3 months, and the third time she took the math test, her score actually fell by 3 points. That's when she decided to try another option. Illinois accepts certain scores on the ACT or SAT in lieu of this basic skills test. McConaughey chose the SAT and scored a 990. Illinois demands a score of 1110.
I felt defeated and I was embarrassed and humiliated, you know? I have a lot of people that believe in me. It's heartbreaking.
McConaughey accepted the fact that she couldn't qualify for an Illinois teacher's license and reluctantly changed her major to educational studies. She graduated last weekend, but her diploma came with $40,000 of debt.
Because I thought, I'll just do what people do. They go to college, they get the degree, they get the license, they get the job, and they get the student loan forgiveness for teachers, and that just didn't happen.
Now she's not sure what to do, so she's giving herself the same kind of pep talk she gave her student.
It's hard. It's taught me how to not resent things. It doesn't help me to be resentful of how much I don't make. I chose this. When they hired me, I knew how much they paid, and I chose this. So I have to be grateful. I have to say, I have this job that I love. I have these students that respond to me, and I just have to look at what I do have. I had to practice that a lot, though.
With the state in the grips of a worsening teacher shortage, policymakers are scrambling to find ways to bring more people into the education workforce. And the most critical area of this shortage is special education, the exact area where paraprofessionals work. But currently, there's no clear path to help parapros like Kelly McConaughey become teachers.
You know, Miss McConaughey wants to teach special education to our students in an elementary or middle school setting. She'll never need that math that they need on that basic skills test.
That's Kristen Humphreys again.
Now, if this is a high school teacher that's going to be teaching math, absolutely. But we have that. There's a content test in the state of Illinois. We've got to get rid of the basic skills test. And I can stand by Miss McConaughey and I can stand by others. That math test is unnecessary for many of the professions that we have within education.
So, I mean, as a superintendent, how do you feel about arguing for taxpayers to support a teacher and send their children to a teacher who can't hit this certain benchmark in math?
It's a good question. I will take the individual that has the right mindset, that believes in that growth mindset that all kids can learn and they can be something, somebody special, over somebody that has those technical skills, because I can't give someone a heart. I can give them those other skills that we need for them to be successful, to help our kids. Kelly, the skills she has, you can't be taught.
Lawmakers have noticed. Two different bills pending in the General Assembly would remove the requirement for these tests. Teachers would still have to pass specific exams for the subjects they want to teach, plus another test called the EdTPA, and succeed in student teaching. Reporting for Statewide, I'm Dusty Rhodes.